Shall I say namaste to you? Come on, yeah. Namaste. Yeah, we flew from Nagpur and Indian Airlines. And they all just greet you every time when you get in. Namaskar, namaskar, namaskar. You know, heard about it? So I stopped for a while and I asked, hey, what do you mean by this? Now you got a good smile, but you're doing that. Sir, I'm paid for it. I don't really mean what of that king. When we arrived, Faith and myself yesterday, there was a restaurant called Wango. In Tamil, Wango means welcome. So I was tempted to ask, do you know the meaning of Wango, one who works there? Because the day before when we were in Nagpur, there is a restaurant newly had come called Nandri. And the fellows who were working there, we said, hey, do you know the meaning? Maithnai. Maithnai means in Telugu, Malumnai. And so this morning, I said namaste because, see, I come from a place where we threw stones at Hindi, okay, in the 60s, late 60s. Well, not that we hated Hindi. Some of them may not understand the historical background. Those days, the Dravidian movement was coming up to put a stop to this a Sanskrit through which the language was imposed upon the non-Dravidian or Dravidian movements from the Aryan background. And they were afraid that this Hindutva would be pressurized there. I'm talking about 50s and 60s. So they revolted against this. They don't want to be slaves to that Sanskrit. But today the latest news, some of you may know, is that our present government is working towards making it Sanskrit as a compulsory language in the school of education. And they already prepared for several of pandits who could teach Sanskrit. And through that, they want to also teach the religion that they believe need to rule this land. How serious situation we have come. Well, C.B. Samuel, and I think, sir, nice to see you, Brother Mohan. Mohan Kadambhavanam. When we studied together in the Bible college in the 80s, I was like a rebel kind of thing and always raising some revolutionary questions. I said, you are pushing us Hebrew and Greek to learn, which we forget afterwards because we have to only pass the exams. Very few would excel in going that. You are pressurizing us. Well, you want us to know the the real meaning of the scripture which was written in Hebrew and Greek. Your intention is good. But many of us may not be able to put to use all through the thing. But I, from my Hindu background, I convert myself. So at that time I told them, if you are going to reach out Hindus, why not you introduce Sanskrit in the theological college? They just laughed and left it. It's not practical. Now the time has come, my dear friends. Maybe we also must learn that Sanskrit. Whether you like it or not, our children and children's children are going to be pressurized to learn. And when they get the language learned, what literature they will have. Today I see a very good method to keep some books here. Maybe God willing, next time when I come, we'll have some Sanskrit book. And for our children to know the truth. And the truth will definitely set them free. I'm glad to be here. And Delhi distance, I could never imagine how to calculate. And even in the 80s when we had come, we were on a scooter, I was telling Pastor, telling that we missed one signal, finished 4 or 5 kilometers, you have to go to come back. And a similar way, Delhi is well spread. So we thought from airport, this DBF may be a little closer. Then I said, hey, I'll be very happy to come. But my wife Faith had friend Vinita Shah. So we were put up in a Stephen's Hospital community guest house. Just imagine how far we need to come. But we are happy that we could come. And this is the new way of life that God is preparing us. And this is how it was in the first century. They were breaking bread in homes. And they were not breaking bread once in a month or once in a thing. I don't know. But then it is real. The Bible tells me what I understand is they broke bread in homes almost every day. Almost every day. Now I am cautious about this Zoom people who are participating. Hey, you are given a privilege. You don't need a priest to come and, make you to hear it. You are a priest. You are a royal priesthood. The Bible says that. You are a chosen generation. So if every home can become a vibrant worship like this, India will be shaken. Amen. And that's why God is kind of preparing us. Uncle, I want to thank you for the way that you took us to the Paschal, the Passover first experience. It's very, very, very significant experience to go and participate in the Lord's Supper with preparation, with fear. And at the same time, it's a celebration. Celebration. So I'm glad that I'm here. Delhi Bible Fellowship, well, DBF you call it. Yeah, we have a great association. Not only our relationship with some of your senior pastors like CB and Ashok Singh, but now the younger generation, we are connecting. But then I am known as DB. DB Kulothungan, DB. My wife is Faith, DBK. And sorry, DBF. And so... And so we are DBF, okay? So we are part of you, wherever you are. And I was talking this morning to Gaurav and Grace. Hey, DBF, how many branches you may have? And Gaurav said, we don't know. There are as many branches that God is opening up, east and north and west and south, everywhere. I'm sure that DBF is a global impact you are making. Amen? There are so many people. I think Sandeep, CB's son, was a speaker at our own Nehemiah's marriage. And we are so thrilled to have the younger generation blessing, and now they are in UK. We are excited to go to UK for the first time. And Pastor rightly introduced that we are parents of Nehemiah. Things have changed now. So-and-so son, like that we say. Durera, Kulothungan, son of Duraraj. Duraraj is last now. But then now we have to say Kulothungan, father of Nehemiah. And that's how the older generation learned to accept it. Hey, your time is gone. The new generation have taken over. And so we need to be praising God. We are so happy to be here. Are you happy? I think this Corona things will make you a little distance and not even able to give hands and all. Forget it for a moment, okay? We already taken a Lord's Supper. Why not give a hand next to us? If you're a wife and husband, don't be afraid. You will not get a shock. So give a hand and say you are a blessing. Can you do that? When was the last time you said that you are a blessing? Do you do every day when the chapati is burnt? Or okay, you are a blessing. Amen? And you are a promise. Can you again, once again, try that? Again, you are a promise. Hello there, back there. Come on, give a hand to somebody. Yeah. And hey, all those of you there at Zoom, come on, do that. And one last word. You are a hope. Can we do that? Are you? Are you? You are a hope. And let's look to the Lord in prayer. Today, the Lord has got something for us, a treat, a manna. And if you prayfully be kind of willing to listen to the voice of God, it's not man. And I'm sure you're going to have a special, special touch from above. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you for this DBF. Lord, you brought us here today. It's not by accident. But I do believe, Lord, in every move of your children, you have a heavenly purpose. May our life be driven by that purpose that you have created, Lord. You have made for us. I hide myself, Lord, behind the cross. As we lift up your cross today, your name may be glorified and honored. And we would receive, Lord, that heavenly manna that we are seeking after. Bless our time together, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Friends, the topic that our pastor wanted me to kind of communicate to you, I'm sure that he has already sent to you. You may have been thinking about that word, Advent. And I said not only a true Advent, but also I said the real adventure. If that Advent is not leading to adventure, Advent has become a story, just a fiction. But definitely, during Christmas time, you will be hearing several of these thoughts, which is very refreshing to us. The cradle, if it stopped with that cradle, it's a story. But then the cradle led to cross. And then cross led to crown. Triple C. Cradle, cross, and the crown. So it's a continuous one for our lives. So Advent. I think your pastor is a very, very soft-spoken pastor, and he has announced to you so many treats that are coming up during this Christmas. We feel like canceling a UK trip and come over here. And he said, men are going to be better than women. True confession this morning. And so maybe some men are not here. They're gone for fishing today to get some fish fry, huh? Whatever it is. body of Christ is enriched with godly people to bless this nation and nations of the world. Amen? And that's why I said you are a blessing. We are a blessing to this nation. But the national, the present leaders may accept it or not. They may deny it at many times. But believers in Christ, we have made a great impact to this nation that can never be erased. They may write a new history book, but then the history in the minds of generation can never be changed. Some of you young people may not know how missionaries impacted this community, this nation. We know William Carey. Some of us know about William Carey. Okay, he worked hard. He was a cobbler. I take some time, little pride in my humility, telling that I'm a shoe-shining boy. That doesn't mean for some of us. What is a shoe-shining boy is all about? But he definitely removes the dirt and shines the shoe, isn't it? William Carey, coming from that background. But then what he did, he gave a word of God. This ESV that you're talking about, it's a gift in many ways, hard work of several people. Because Pandita Ramabai, where she lived a life of sacrifice in Maharashtra, so some of their associates, they wanted to bless this nation with that Bible, with Bible study. If you're not picked up one, please pick up. You need to have tons of Bibles here. Christmas time, I always encourage. See, I left my Bible at home. I only brought my Tamil Bible. Okay? And so I tell them, when you go for a purchase of Big Mart and get a good dress, which is a good one, celebration, buy every year a new Bible. So start reading every year afresh, highlighting it. Hey, Bible Fellowship, Delhi Bible Fellowship, you should have plenty of Bibles in your own cupboard. Different versions are there. You are rich in one way, several translations, ESV, TSV, whatever you call it, many will be there. I know in our country there are several languages, there is no Bible. Thank God for FIBA. I think C. Benjamin is there. With him we are partnered, where we are doing some teaching in tribal languages in Maharashtra, like Katkari and Warli. Then with TWR, we are doing it in Korku and Kolam. Well, several languages need Bible. But as you have Bible, let's cherish it. Buy a new brand Bible this Christmas. Hey, what I will do with these many Bibles? Gift it away to somebody. And you buy a fresh Bible. So, this Advent time, my appeal to you is, let the word be born alive in our hearts. Amen? The words that was read in the little while from Isaiah 9. Oh, what a wonderful scripture that is. Christmas time, we always remember that. For unto us a child is born. And the description about this child is very beautiful, that is. What kind of role that he had to play as a servant of God, as a Messiah. You know, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. You know, you have to meditate about every character of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me go back to the word Advent. The announcement, I was very much challenged by your pastor. The great announcement with which Advent began. What was an announcement? The Savior will be born. Amen? They will name him up Jesus. And what will happen? Jesus will save all of you from your sins. Announcement of birth of the Savior. Well, we all celebrate our own birthdays. Today is a what date, Pastor? Date I'm forgetting now. 5th of December. Whenever we say that even the date and what we are telling, we are announcing Christ was born these many years before. Amen? And these guys cannot change the history. They may have new calendars. They may have new things. But AD and BC, somebody can change now? It's not. Because Christ had come into this world, it's a reality. That is a great announcement. He came not just for few people there in Bethlehem and Nazareth, but he came for the whole world. And so that is an announcement during Advent time. We are given privilege to announce. I would challenge you this time. Think about 5 of your associates with whom you are known all these months and years. Maybe you're a banker. Maybe you are, a milkman or a newspaper man. Whoever you have got an associate, just pick up 5. And this Christmas time, go and give them wrapped, you know, with a gift wrapped and give them a gift of a Bible. Give them the CD. Why not? Why not invite them, as Pastor said? Take the gospel to those people who never heard. Don't go again and again, you know, to the same people, joy to the world. they even forgot what is joy, you know. A day ago, yesterday, we were with one young boy, Danny, I think, yeah. So he was telling, when they were singing Joy to the World, in 14th floor, one family was hearing that, at the time when they were fighting with each other. The song, when they heard Joy to the World, they came down and said, please come home. Why? How come they can listen to that song from down 14th floor? It's a miracle. But when they heard, they said, we had a new feeling when we heard that song, the presence of God. So please come and share. They're not Christians. Singing is very, very, very a special gift God has given to you and me. Amen. Thank you. Keep singing. Whether you are guitar or don't get it, no problem. Sing unto the Lord from your heart. Christian faith is a singing faith. Would you like to repeat after me? Christian faith. I hear you saying singing. Okay, no. We sing unto the Lord. We don't have to get sunk in this world full of challenges, uncertainties. You know, we don't know when what will happen. Today you announce somebody's going to be with the Lord and sad. Yesterday a great giant in Nagpur passed away. Frank Julisch his name. German origin but Canadian citizen. Lived all his life. He may be 86 now. Went to be with the Lord. He catered about 1,000 plays, maybe thousands I would say, 1,000 plus children from Mauchi tribe. Believe it or not, he translated the scripture in Mauchi language and he has gifted it out. Wonderful man of God, he's a good friend. I really feel I missed the last journey in his life. Well, life is definitely uncertain. The last 1.5 years, this pandemic time, we would have heard number of our saint servants of God went to be with the Lord. Now the question comes to me, why not me, Lord? Hey, it's time for you. Anytime it may come, be ready. He has let you be there for some more time because you are not completed yet. What job that he has left you, do it. Friends, I want to tell you, death is a cruel reality, but it's not an end for us as believers. We have a hope and we need to prepare ourselves to that. So, announcement. Divine intervention, Advent. God becoming man. Son of man and son of God. I think these are all a simple truth. During this Christmas, we need to say, God visited this world, Emmanuel. He intervened in the history. He intervened in the lives of people. And that is what this Advent is all about. So it's a good opportunity to share with other people. To tell them, God intervened in the history of this world. Amen? God intervened. Divine intervention. Incarnation, you can call it. Then what is the impact that he made when the great king was born in a manger? That itself I call it as a value system has been transformed. Everybody was expecting a son of man should be born in the palace. But he chose other way. I think if you want to meditate, make a new song, go and read Luke chapter 2 where the Mary song you will enjoy. The song of revolution. The song how God transformed the world at that time. He lifted up the poor and kept them, you know, along with the kings. If Christmas is not transforming the lives, what is the purpose of celebrating Christmas? It will definitely, when we rightly share this Advent time. Well, there was a new kind of an engagement during this Advent time. Engagement with God and man, and men and men. And Christmas is all about relationship, relating to one another. May it be shepherds, may it be wise men, even it troubled, you know, king at that time. But Christmas is all about relationship. You know our Lord Savior, when he had come, he was giving priority to relate to all kinds of people. May this Christmas Advent time enable us to relate with one another. That's what I want to suggest. As I continue to meditate upon, as I told you, Christmas brought a new era of God's kingdom here on earth. Hey, God walked among us. God lived among us. God touched the lives of people. He did something contrary to the societal bindings. This corona time, we all have to have, you know, mask and we should distance. All those things, okay, we are facing through. Even that time, Jews and Gentiles, especially when Jesus went and touched the leper, oh man, it's abomination. Abomination. Who could never touch the leper? But Son of Man, God brought that kind of a new revelation, a new era. That's what I would call about, you know, newness. Something new happened. They were marveled about his teaching. They were marveled about the way that he was going around for people. His lifestyle. Daya Sagar, Karuna Murthy, what kind of things that he has done? Well, during Christmas, I think the Samaritan purse concept, it came because that we are a people who like to go to serve the marginalized. This morning, we had a quick thought, my wife and myself was traveling. There were people who come on every signal. Especially created people in one way. They come and, sir, please, 10 rupees we give. Transcendence people. Sometimes we close our eyes, isn't it? Sometimes we don't even want to look at them. Normally, we are afraid of them. I was remembering that question that asked before Jesus when they brought a blind. They asked the question, was he blind because of his sin or his parents' sin or his ancestors? And Jesus' answer was, hey, you are not understood. He was born to glorify God. Amen. And so Christmas is a time where we could go and touch the lives of people and definitely bring change. Change. And we are called to do that. Well, finally, when I say Advent, it is the time of inculcating new trust, develop new trust in the Savior, where his second Advent is just around the corner. We may be the last generation to welcome him. Are we ready to receive him? We cannot receive with empty hands. He doesn't need your gold and silver. Sometime in languages that we are learning new way, Krupya Dandya. He's not a beggar to receive Maidan, isn't it? But we worship him. Even by doing that, the kingdom of God will be established. So we need to go before him with a handful of people whom we brought into experience of living relationship with God. That's what we are called for. Friends, when I said about Advent, I think it's good exercise for us to read all the birth narratives during this Christmas time. Go and read, reread. You would have read it a number of times, no doubt. But ask the Lord to just point out to one particular thought with which that you would like to be going. I remember in Nagpur and Yotmal when we were there, we just list the people to whom we could take the carols. In that list once, the Inspector General of Yotmal we listed also. About 10-15 days before we took up the carols, we sent a letter. Sir, Christmas, we want to celebrate with you. We want to visit with you. Give us about 5-10 minutes. We'll come and pray for you and go. And please call us. The phone did come from his secretary. Our inspector will be very happy to receive you. Please come. He's not a Christian. So we, group of people went. And then he was already in emergency duty somewhere else. But when wife called, hey, that group of the Gana Ganeval Agya. That's all they know. And he came rushing with his dress. And he said, sir, thank you for considering me that you could come and share some special blessings. Because with this dress, we are treated as an animal, different species. People don't want to relate to us. Well, this is our job, but then we are human people. We have a heart. We have a feeling. I'm so glad that you came to bless us. And they don't know how to do the cake business. They brought fruit. They brought this and that. Please, please, please have spend some time with us. We were in tears. Friends, this Christmas, think creatively to go and touch the lives of people who would never bother to even visit them. It can be high in the office or it can be even somebody, nobody, no, who are not cared. Can we make an attempt? I'm not here just whiling away my time. You know, it's difficult. Tomorrow we have to travel long day. We are even questioning whether do we need to do that? Can we rest and so on? Rest we can always do. But then this is the will of God that I am here to just as a so shining boy. May this Advent lead you into great adventure. Amen? That's what my thing is, real adventure. What is that real adventure? Well, I can just list few things before this. Daniel is a book that I started loving more this year, because last month we had 21 days corporate fasting called Daniel Fast. What is the Daniel Fast? I'm going to explain to you briefly. The Daniel Fast is not just giving away our food. Well, giving away food, we can do it for once. But 21 days, what is that? Giving away our precious and very, very fond of food. We say, no, our tasty, our speciality, little sacrifice about it, giving away. Once I went to a pastor's meeting during this time. They have two dishes served. One is keema pav, pav and keema. Another is just a bread. So I forgot the Daniel fast that day. I didn't take a keema pav. So I said, why not you just give me a keema pav? I took it out. But then I realized, hey, Kulo, are you on a Daniel fast? What is this? Ha, ha, ha. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, brother, brother, can we exchange? Please take it back. Get me a bread and a butter. This is not a big sacrifice. This is only a discipline to say, Lord, we would like to give away which we may enjoy, we like to have it, for the sake of having closer relationship with you, for the sake of bringing some change and transformation in our community. And that's called Daniel Fast is all about. Can anybody imagine that it is Christmas, I'm going to give away precious rum cake? Oh, that is too much for me asking, isn't it? Oh, we are waiting for that cake, year after year. Friends, what I meant was, this Daniel, a man of prayer, who left behind some specific things for our lives. One thing is, these young people were taken as slaves from their own Babylon, by Babylonian captivity. And then they were taken slaves, and they wanted to be kind of, they must undergo a training given by that, you know, king, where they will be prepared to hold high offices. Royal food, they decided, we will skip. I don't know why they wanted to skip the royal food. Royal food is something wonderful, isn't it? Maybe in the royal food, I only guess, we don't know exactly, could have been something that is not acceptable from their own bringing up in their lives. It could be something to do with intoxicated drinks, or it could be some kind of animal where Bible prevented that they should not take the flesh of those things. We are not very sure. But then they made the discipline that we want to just leave that out, because we have a purpose in our lives. We are here as slaves, but still we believe even in this slavery life, God has a purpose. In this country now, I think we are going through challenges after challenges. But God kept us for a purpose. You will be a blessing to this nation. The country where do we belong now will be very happy as long as we serve them. You clean their wounds, you teach their children, and you do a lot of good work. Oh, you are a good people, Christian Bautha Chapel. But the country may never allow you to become a policy makers of this country. And that is where this is a revolutionary time for the adventure. When I say, just imagine in our small fellowship here, how many IAS officers are there? Anybody? IPS? Oh, that's why we came easily without any traffic block. No such officers could freely come to our worship, basically because this country loves us, they want us to serve them, but they don't want to become a policy makers. So this new normal life that God is allowing us to serve in this country, as we continue to serve, my appeal to the younger generation like you, excel, like how Daniel excelled 10 times. Excel in your own competency. You should come to a level where you are writing the future of this country. Pastor, you kept the books here. Thank you. Can you keep next time an Indian Constitution book? Ah, Indian Constitution book. Why we want to have here? Sometimes we miss out our rights here in this country because, sorry to say, we are ignorant about how this country is being governed by, you know, that constitution. Nobody knows it. Even the lawmakers themselves don't know it. Recently, we had a legal awareness seminar in 10 different places. And one of my cousin brother, Paul, he was telling, you write those clauses by which that you are given privilege to worship, not only worship, to witness in this country. The constitution provides our privilege for that. What constitution is misused was, the conversion constitution doesn't condemn. But the forceful convention, they are a little bit apprehensive about it. Who forced it? Nobody forced my life, me to become Christian. That's why I did not change into David or Daniel. My name is Kulothungan only. Several thousands of our own tribal people, we don't ask them to change any surname and all. They are Jumnake, they are Vagmare, Nagtode, and all those things are there. Their heart is changed. They have come voluntary submission after realizing the power of God. Amen. Many of them would say, I was like this, but God changed me. I was like this, God healed me. So I follow this Lord. It's my freedom. And this constitution of country gives us the freedom to believe, to practice, and even to propagate. Why should we be afraid about it? That doesn't mean that we can be illogical, go and shout in front of the parliament, Jesus Jinda Hai, Jesus Hare. I think we need to be wise how best we are impacting our own brotherhood. Your life is more powerful than your words. I think Francis Assisi once said, you have to preach the gospel, if need be, use words. If need be, use words. How do we preach? By our lives. So this adventure is something like I have listed like this, telling that we need to be the ones that people can see Christ living in us. We are role model. We carry Jesus in us. I love children ministry. I think brother will know, because I received the Lord at the age of 11. And when I see young children, I think young children having some other class, or today they are not allowed because of COVID. Okay, fine. They will have their own fellowship. Funny, nice fellowship. Give them. Let them free. Okay, now when I talk about the children ministry, if you instill the value when they are young, nothing could change. 4-14 is some moment where you'd have heard about it, where between 4 to 14, it's a very, very, very important period of the life. Anybody can make a right decision. I received the Lord at the age of 11. Several of you would have received the Lord at that tender age. So ministering to the thousands of the children here, not just bread and butter, dress and thing we give, but we need to present Jesus Christ. A church that concentrates in reaching out these younger ones will be the growing church. And have some clubs like that. Well, as we continue to think about this adventure during this new normal life, what is expected of us? If you don't mind, kindly turn to your Bible. That particular verse that was read to us, Daniel chapter 12, verses 10. And let me take you back a few words before. Maybe I'll request Faith to come and share about verse 3. What has been in our own heart for some time, then we are going to conclude. But let's go to 12:10. There are three words that I wanted to identify. Somebody can read it loud, please, again, so that we can hear. Daniel chapter 12, verse 10. Is it okay, good practice? Somebody can read it aloud? Yeah. Three words that God revealed me when I was, brother was asking, brother, what are you going to speak to us? Let me point out to you in verse 10. Purity. Is there an English called purity? Purity. Today's generation expects from those of us who claim that we are followers and disciples of Jesus Christ, a pure and clean life. Sometimes it's aching. Those who are in high leadership, Christian leadership I mean, they have a double standard of life. Before the mic, oh, they are holy angels. You would have heard a number of times this joke where when the pastor was preaching, suddenly one lady went out. Have you heard it before? And she went out immediately. What is happening? She brought with three rickshaws full of things, books and dresses. And then she brought it here in the church. And she said, my husband is preaching. He's like an angel here. I don't want to come back home because he's a devil there. So I brought all his belongings. So let him leave here only. It's a old story. But then the reality is, you see our people now catching us, these leaders, in not living a pure life, you just cannot escape. My slogan now for me, for all of us is, let us set our house in order. All the compliances that government is asking about it, we cannot take any lame excuse. We need to fulfill that claim. And that's exactly what Jesus taught us. When even disciples came, even not only disciples, the Pharisees came and say, can we pay a tax to the Caesar or government? You know how wonderful way he answered, showing the coin and say, whose inscription is there? It is Caesar. What Jesus answered, pay unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar and pay unto God. Those times they had a separate offering, a coin for a temple coin. So he just used that symbol. Today, my dear friends, God is reminding us, hey DBF, God has kept you in Delhi in order to communicate to the community that we are reflecting the holiness of God. Amen. The purity in our thoughts. When reconciliation, when repentance comes, it's not only to do with heart. Yes, it is of course to do with the heart. But then recently, I was really again and again reminded, it is to do with the mind in our own attitude about others. So purity is one word that I like to underline in your own Bible. Then white, okay, read it again what it says in verse 12, 10 again.
Many will be purified. Made spotless and refined.
Are we in a position to go before the government here telling that we are spotless? How are we doing our compliances aspect or paying taxes? Our fulfilling all that government expects. I never knew several things up until this few weeks before when we had a legal seminar. When we registered as a society and trust, in Maharashtra there is a rule called Bombay Public Trust, a special act. We were given F category. F is a category where you need to be spending out of donation that you have more than 60-70% to the community at large. Only 10-20% you can spend it for yourself. But there is a classification called D, which we never knew at that time, in Maharashtra. When you reach the D, all that we receive in your own religious activity, the donation, you can spend for your own religious activity. Your ignorance. Ignorance can never be an excuse in our own country, my dear friends. We need to make every effort to live a life of spotless. Some of you would have heard about Uma Shankar in the South. Have you heard about it, his own interviews and all? And this NDTV man, Arnab, I think. So they were trying to corner him and telling, on the one hand, Constitution, on the other hand, Bible, Word of God. And they were just cornering him, telling, which you will obey, Constitution or the Bible? It's a very tough question. Thousands of...
IAS officer.
He is IAS officer. That's what I tell you. Uma Shankar is an IAS officer. He was given task, you know, cleaning the temple of Mylapore temple. Different kind of work. But he did it faithfully. He was an honest man. But everywhere he found a lot of corruption. He spoke against corruption, so he was cornered. When they are cornering him like this, Constitution or Bible? This man very, very, very boldly said, as an Indian citizen, whatever the law records, yes, I will obey for Constitution. But as a child of God, if it is contrary to the teaching in the Bible, I will rather obey the word of God. Amen. Delhi Bible Fellowship friends, DBF, I think you will be able to stand for that, that we would obey the word. I think that's what Peter and, you know, those people were under captives that time, taken into the courts, and where they said, rather we obey God and die than, you know, be afraid of you guys and so on. So friends, spotless. It's the second word. The third word, please. What is that again? Verse 10 says.
But the wicked will come.
No. Before that, there's one more thing.
Spotless and refined.
Refined. We need reformation. We need to refine our own thinking. One of the great gap that we have built through the years in our country is we are not interacting or dialoguing with our people. They are afraid of us because we closed our doors in talking to them freely. We only preach to them or preached at them, but we are not related to them. That's what I am trying to ask, that we need to definitely move beyond our own, even words that we use. Have you ever thought that use of word crusade is very offensive in this country? How the word crusade came about some years ago when they were doing that crusading each other, killing each other. You know what they say? They got all the records. And they say, you fellows killed several of those people who did not agree with you. You know, you are talking as that we are killing? The persecution issue that is coming about. Friends, this morning I have come here to remind you, we have a responsibility of building. Christmas is all about relationship. Let us build relationship. Let us dialogue with people. Let us kind of express to them who we are. So Daniel is a very fascinating book. He was there in a highly placed, but in the midst of all those people wanted to really sack him out. You know the experience. I don't want to tell all the stories. But then he was a man of God who lived a life of soul. The king says, I think you should read that very interestingly, we did not find anything to catch him up except his praying to the Lord. Amen. The government will not be able to find anything, any spot in our own life if you are really, you know, close to God and walk with Him. Uncle, again, I want to thank you. The background that it took us there in the Paschal time, how they need to keep themselves pure and spotless in order that the death angel passes over them, not to killing them. We are living in a new period of time with this kind of a passionate life that we need to do. And I know Delhi Babs already are a missions people. We have come here to just challenge you, telling that our life will transform others than our words. And so make an effort in such a way. Right here in this area is a beautiful area here, Dwarka. Lot of opportunity. How every building is going to be like this kind of fellowship, how it will be. It will be really challenging, isn't it? So friends, thank you for inviting us. And I have shared my heart from this particular part. And maybe in closing, I'd like to call upon faith that verse 3, you can just say, if you would like to sing unto you one song, you know the song, we can sing together and thank God, faith. And let's keep praying for each other. Let us build one thing. I don't know whether I shot the time out. Thank you. Cool. Yes.